She said, all you do, she said, she showed me how to twist the insulin, to twist the numbers so that I got the right amount of insulin. And she showed me how to use it. And I couldn't believe it. It was so simple. And I had struggled all that time and I hadn't bothered to even find out. I could kick myself. I could have kicked myself for it. But it is so lovely. I can't explain how easy it is now to use this pen. It's just so simple. And if we go away or we go out for the day, which is not very often, but if we do, I can carry this around with ease. And it's just so simple to do. I couldn't believe it.
So, did no doctor or nurse, whenever you visited the hospital, ask what you were using?
Well, no, because once they said to me about this pen, but I decided myself that I wouldn't be able to do it because it was like I needed a mix and they didn't do one that was mixed. So consequently, I forgot all about that. That was like years before. I never really thought about it again. And then it just suddenly, I suddenly thought about it here that day, about 3 years ago, and I thought, well, I'm gonna ring Sister Livingstone and ask her all about it. But nobody'd really mentioned it to me at the time. I think they might have thought that I was, but I wouldn't have thought so because of the actual insulin that I used. I mean, the pen now is called a Mixard pen, and they do know I'm on that now, obviously.
Can you talk about how much contact you have with doctors and nurses and your GP now, say, in a typical month?
I don't have a lot of contact with diabetic doctors. I go up there, I think they usually see me once in 12 months now, because I am not too bad, I'm quite good. My tests are not bad now, so they don't need to see me. I probably have more contact with my GP, who I go periodically to see, but I think she's so well, I should think she must be sick of the sight of me by now, so I don't go if I can help.